Hare Krishna, as I mentioned, I'm in Anantarupa Prabhu's house, and in his living room is Radha Damodar. That's where they're during the day and where I do the puja. And attached to his living room is a balcony. I hope it stays attached. And near the balcony is a tree. And on the tree there are branches, and on some very nearby branches is a crow's nest. And, not surprisingly, inside the crow's nest are crows. And, no, there's no baby crows, but there are eggs. I can't see them, but the crows are there hatching the eggs, sitting on them. And I've been watching them both through monsoon as well as sunshine, and taking lessons from the crows. It was quite interesting when it was pouring rain, but still the crow would sit there to protect the eggs. I don't know whether it was male or female. These black crows, I couldn't tell the difference, but they know each other well, and they know each other well enough to tell the difference between other crows. They scare away other crows, but they stay together very closely. And when it was raining, then one of the crows brought food to feed the other. Now, I'm not talking about the nestlings, because they haven't been born yet. At least I can't see them. These are the adults. They were feeding each other. When one of them goes away, the other one stays there. And as I said, other crows that come around specifically, he's not really concerned about. They've seen little songbirds. They won't be a threat to the eggs, but other crows are, so they scare them away. And he's a little camera shy, so you can see from the picture when I try and get close, either he flies away or he ducks down. So it's not so easy to get a good picture of him, and I could get one from the roof, but it's too hot for that, so I'll leave that adventure for another time. And they're real. You can see they're a very devoted couple, albeit that they're crows. Now, I don't know if crows are monogamous animals, whether they're like wolves. Wolves, they pair for life. Other animals don't. But that's Krishna's arrangement, and they follow that arrangement. Human beings are meant to stay together for life, husband and wife, till death do us part. Unfortunately, in our Krishna consciousness movement, let alone the world outside, we don't have such a good record of such devoted husband and wives. Husband and wives who are so devoted to each other. And I was quite impressed how these crows work together, maintain their nest home together, are dedicated to each other, and after all, what are they? Nothing else other than crows. But still, there's lessons to be learned from those crows. And not only do they take care of each other and fend off other crows, but Jumna Pavani, Anantarupa's wife, when she goes out to take care of Tulsi, who's also out on the balcony, the crows tend to attack her. They don't attack me, as I mentioned, they go fly away. But here you have it, still further cooperative spirit for the purpose of maintaining the griha. What a nice example. And if we add Krishna conscious to all of that, then things can be very, very perfect. So, today's lesson from the crows. Hare Krishna.